Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Here I am in my gym clothes, following a really good workout, and I feel compelled to come on here at a time I ordinarily don't, not really prepared to. And I'm going to talk to you off the top of my head because I feel so passionate about what's going on. And I have heard from people today, heard from people, including my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, and we're doing a show on this tomorrow to release the following day. God bless Doug for caring enough to get involved and letting me know. And I'm going to share this story, but I'm also going to tell you some other things I've learned about what's going on in North Carolina. And as you know, I published a story earlier today, and I said, boy, isn't it coincidental that these towns are wiped out? They're located near lithium and silicon deposits that are huge. And we certainly have the weather weapons to make this happen. And I'm not saying, could I go into a court of law and win that argument? No. No, I couldn't. There were some anomalies, but what I'm telling you is the federal response is so impotent. It's like they want to wipe these people off the face of the earth. And not only that, it reminds me of Lahaina, which I already made that comparison today. Been there, done that. I know the pattern. And in fact, there's so many similarities. It's scary. I'm going to get into that with you here. But I want to tell you about something that we should all be taking. And we should all be taking olive oil. And olive oil does really, really good things. It's a superfood. It's tremendous. We could put it on things. You could take a teaspoon of it. You don't need a whole lot. And really, it was Dr. Stephen Gundry that came along and says, we got to be really careful though. There's some really good olive oil products, and there's some ones that cut corners and it's not as good. And he wanted to call attention to it. So he said, I'm going to make a video and I'm going to show the benefits and I'm going to show what you need to look out for. And so you can have the optimal experience of having the right type of olive oil. And this guy, world-renowned heart surgeon, expert in nutrition. He lost 70 pounds 20 years ago, has kept it off ever since. This guy is the real deal. And I'm really pleased he came to me with this and said, would you like to promote this? I'm very happy to. So here's what we're doing here. We want you to send you to a website to watch a free video. Did you hear what I said? Free video about this topic. GetOliveOne.com/Dave. That's Get Olive, the number one dot com slash Dave. Get Olive One dot com slash Dave. Now, if you're on social media, catching us there, then all you gotta do is click the link in the description box. Okay, just speaking you off the top of my head here. This has actually made the media, but Doug, I don't know if it's the same case. But Doug spoke to someone today. They were going to go in a helicopter and deliver a week's worth of food. They've been in some communication. I would imagine it was shortwave. I'm guessing on that, but was going to deliver a week's worth of food and so forth. And the person was told, if you do this, you'll be arrested for interfering in government operation. And there is no government operation. And the only one who's really responded effectively to do what he knows how to do is Elon Musk. God bless you, Elon Musk, for doing this. Folks, I'll tell you, a lot of you say, oh, I don't trust Elon Musk. He's just a rich one of those guys. Well, why is it that every time we turn around, he's doing something positive for humanity? Every time. And this is no exception. And he's setting people up with Starlink so they can communicate and so forth. And I got to tell you, this is a personal issue for us because we're missing a cousin. Yeah, we're missing a cousin. So this, I want to declare my bias right out in the open. We're missing a cousin. No one can find out anything. There's no communication. And Kamala Harris is doing exactly the Joe Biden trick. What was the offer to the Lahaina people who lost everything? And Joe was giving them $700. Well, Kamala, I guess it's inflation from her regime. She's offering $750 for people who really need it. I can't imagine anyone in these areas who doesn't need it. But wait a minute, an illegal alien comes in that Kamala Harris said we should decriminalize the event, and they're giving them $2,900 a month plus a cell phone. Plus a cell phone. And they want to give American citizens $700, and we're not rescuing these people. Well, the roads are blocked, Dave. Okay. There's a new invention. You know what that invention's called? It's called a helicopter. I want to conclude with this.
And the federal relief and assistance that we have been providing has included FEMA providing $750 for folks who need immediate needs being met.
She has to read this. You can't go before the camera and say, we're going to give, I can't even say it with a straight face, $750. You have to read the message. This is how uninvolved she is. Where's Dementia Joe?
And the federal relief and assistance that we have been providing has included FEMA providing $750 for folks who need immediate needs being met. And the federal relief and
I honestly can't take 4 years of this subhuman being. I mean, the lack of humanity, empathy, caring, compassion for American citizens. But if these were illegals, they could sure find the money for transgender surgery while they're in prison, couldn't they? How could anyone vote for this trash? Meanwhile, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I pride myself on trying to give people ideas to solve problems, and we work really hard at that. I don't have an answer for this. I mean, we have a man that wants to fly a helicopter and at least help one family that he's been communicating with, and he's threatened with jail. How's it interfering in a government operation when the government has no operation? They're doing nothing for these people. Let me be devil's advocate for a minute here, and I can't prove what I'm going to say, but I'm going to tell you where my mind is going. Okay? They want these people to fail. It's just like in Lahaina. They closed the exit so the people couldn't escape the fire. They tried to deny it, then there was video that surfaced. They didn't sound the sirens because of the ridiculous statement that, oh, that's only for tsunamis. Well, that was a lie. Went to the state codes and it said for any emergency. They said, oh, well, they were run uphill into the fire and been burned up, like someone's dumb enough to do that. They didn't do anything to help these people. They increased the death count in Lahaina. They're doing the same thing here by neglect. There are people that need oxygen that are going to die without it. There's people that need insulin that are going to die without it. We are a nation that has how many helicopters? Oh, but we can send them plus $400 million to Ukraine. And screw North Carolina. To hell with them. They're just Americans. And then they're not intervening in the strike. They could say, you got 60 days and we're stepping in. That's the federal law. That's the federal law. They got a mafioso running the union doing this. We live in an insane asylum. It's an insane asylum. And I don't have a suggestion. Except I know one thing I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to call my rep. I'm going to call both senators. And I'm going to tell them, I want helicopters there today. You need to go before the cameras and embarrass this administration until they bring these people the relief they need. This is... I've never felt so helpless. Would you please join me in raising hell? Share this. Contact representatives. Make comments and posts. Call radio talk shows. Raise hell so we can save lives. And that's my only interest here. I don't want any attention brought to myself. I'm not the crusader here. There's other people doing the same thing. But I'm asking you, please share this because it's desperation time for these people. And I'm not just saying this because we've got a family member that's missing. And yes, this is affecting my thinking. I'm not going to lie to you about that. But nonetheless, I'd still be saying the same thing because I did it last year with Lahaina. And those of you who followed me on YouTube, every day I talked about Lahaina. We exposed the corruption. I took a lot of Eric West's work and I spread it far and wide. And I had a big following on YouTube. I want to do the same thing here. We need to bring justice to this, but it starts with humanitarian aid. You wait and see. They'll never rebuild these homes because I guarantee you they want them out of the way for the lithium and the silicone. But that aside, let's save lives right now. Let's save lives. Please help me with that.